I'd just like to start out by saying a great big thank you to Sam and the CKUW.ca family for letting me start Nightscape live on the radio on 95.9 in Winnipeg on FM. Thank you Sam, thank you Michael Welch, and please enjoy this edition of Nightscape. Hello, this is DJ Kalaru, and welcome to this week's edition of Nightscape. Nightscape, my memories of the 1980s. This first song is by a band called ABC, and I first heard this song in Prince's nightclub called First Avenue in Minneapolis, way back when. It was an interesting week. Whitney Houston was playing, Prince was in his bar, and The Cure was also upstairs. When this came on, it was projected on 2 10-foot-high screens, and it was great. Enjoy. All dancing in the 1980s to that song down in Minneapolis, and this next song as well, which is called Mary's Prayer by Danny Wilson. So, little known fact, Danny Wilson had to change their name from Spencer Tracy because of copyright reasons at the very last minute after all the artwork was done. I first heard this song when I was shopping for blue jeans at Hudson's Bay, as many of us did back then. Here's Mary's Prayer from Glasgow band Danny Wilson.
Everything is wonderful. Being here is heavenly. Every single day she says, everything is free. I used to be so careless, as if I couldn't care less.
It just doesn't get any better than that for the 1980s, does it? Thank you, dear listeners, for listening. I'd like to move into Canada a little bit. Plasticine Replicas was a band that was featured prominently on Much Music in Canada, and I had the opportunity to see them at Broadway's, which was underneath the Fort Garry Hotel. I remember as a very young man meeting Charlie Salmon. And Charlie Salmon was warm and kind and chatted after his set. And we miss him because we lost him in the year 2013. We used to have a good laugh because my friend Brian looked exactly like the drummer. Here's one of their great hits, We Can Walk, by the Plasticine Replicas.
Thank you.
All right, and continuing right along with our Canadian 80s bands, we have The Spoons with a definitively 80s song, Nova Heart. It's one of my favorites, and I hope a project I have coming up will allow me to finally meet them and show them in virtual reality. That's right. That's what we do at Project White Card. That's a plug, projectwhitecard.com. So The Spoons, without much further ado, here they are with Nova Heart. Now to the UK with Corinne Drury in a band called Swing Out Sister, singing an EP of their most famous hit, which is called Break Out. And that's exactly what they did. Sometimes Corinne is referred to as an opera singer and trained as an opera singer, but that's incorrect. She's from Nottingham and was strongly, in her own words, influenced by what's called Northern Soul in the United Kingdom. Here's an EP of Breakout.
You
That song could just go on forever, couldn't it? And for me, it does. So we're going to end off with a song that my friends and I discovered in 1990 at the very end of the 80s, recorded earlier by the definitive 1980s alternative band, The Cure. Here's Push. So that was Push by The Cure. Congratulations, Robert Smith, on reaching your 40th anniversary and being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Robert says he doesn't know if they'll make it to the 50th, so that's possibly true. Please catch them live if you can. probably only a few more chances. They don't tour that much anymore. I saw them live at the Oxygen Festival in Dublin, Ireland, and they were everything you hope them to be. Try to get to the front. That's it for this week's Nightscape. This is Cal Sharif signing off.